This isn't a gun, but it is a gun. It's a massage gun. It's not a gun that'll kill people. You might be wondering why I'm holding a massage gun. I'm holding a fucking massage gun, right? And it'll all become clear as this little video develops. Because people will tell you that black is white, that up is down, that left is right. They'll tell you that that is something that's designed to kill. They'll tell you lots of lies. And we're about to have a look at some of those lies right now. Before we do, though, a little bit of housekeeping. If you've got the links in the description of this podcast, show, video, whatever you want to call it, if you listen on audio, please do go to the video files because I'll be playing some video, but also there'll be some visual stuff as well. But it's designed so you can still listen to it if you're on the metro or wherever the hell you are. If you are watching the video, please subscribe to Spotify and please subscribe to, it's called Apple Podcasts these days, was iTunes. Be really helpful if you give a good review there as well. The link's obviously in the description of the show. It would just be really appreciated. We've been on a bit of a enforced sabbatical over the summer. When Alice comes back and we do the regular show, I'll talk about what went on, what happened. It's not important for now. This episode, though, I had to do it. I hadn't planned to come back properly until next week because, well, we've been on the road and we're tired. But I couldn't not do this. So I watched the Al Jazeera Labour Files documentary this morning. I'm about to take a little break because I'm raging and I'm going to try really hard not to go mad. But please do get your comments in. I'm going to play a couple of excerpts, but also I've linked it in the description so you can watch the whole thing for yourself. Also, it's a serialization. So the episode 2 Saturday night, episode 3 early next week. If you want us to, I might do other reaction videos to it. We'll see. So the upshot of it is it dissects the first episode, the purge of basically good people. And it shows how that developed and why it developed. The first little clip I want to play is from what happened in Wallasey, which is on the Wirral, the peninsula near Liverpool, and specifically centered around Angela Eagle's constituency. Let's just get right into it. And then please do react in the comments and let us know how you feel about this. I'll certainly be letting you know how I fucking feel about it. See you in a bit.
In Wallasey, Labour Party members hold their annual meeting. A year earlier, they had nominated Corbyn as party leader. The Member of Parliament for Wallasey is Angela Eagle. She is unable to attend the meeting.
Our MP, Angela Eagle, had been very supportive of Jeremy in the meetings where she would come along to constituency meetings and give a report about what had been going on.
According to Runswick, the meeting ends without incident. A week later, a prominent opponent to Corbyn claims that Eagle, who is openly lesbian, is the victim of abuse.
I got a phone call saying that there was a television programme where Tessa Jowell was saying that Angela had been subject to homophobic abuse at the meeting.
I mean, I talked to Angela about her meeting. She faced homophobic abuse at that meeting.
Angela wasn't at the meeting, but the inference was that she was. She wasn't.
Activists and members of parliament and their staff are facing day in, day out, harassment and, in some cases, intimidation.
I rang other people who were at the meeting. It was just a complete shock. We didn't know anything about it.
No one heard this, you know. The sort of people we are, you don't use language like that.
There was no homophobia or intimidation at the meeting. It's a very small room, so it would be very easy to hear what was being said by other people.
The national media seize on the story.
There was articles and television interviews saying that there'd been people shouting that Angela was a dyke, that There was homophobic gestures made and repeated homophobic comments. Then over the days and weeks to follow, the allegations grew into, first of all, it was widespread homophobia.
What happened in Wallasey is to become the playbook of Corbyn's opponents in the party.
Pew, 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 pew. So, that was the start of it. Wallasey Labour Party. It's a short clip. As you can see, please do watch the full episode as well. Even pause this video or the audio and go and watch it and then come back and watch this if you wish. I'm doing this ahead of next week we're going to go daily because it has to be done. This is the sabotaging of democracy. It's the sabotaging of the democratic will of the party, as Alec Nunn said in the documentary, who was Corbyn's former speechwriter. And he's right, in my opinion. You'll see how it's all detailed. And there's a lot of it that's not if you've read the Labour Leaks report, it's nothing that isn't a surprise, but it's just seeing the impact that it's having on people and has had on good people. Now, from a personal perspective, we were targeted in a certain kind of way, which I'll talk about in more depth in the future. And this was during one of the worst times of my life. One of my friends died around about this time, and my head was wrecked. And we were getting all kinds of shit. He was dying before the election. And as many of you know, we got a 30-day ban, which ended 2 minutes after the 10 o'clock cutoff point for the polls on the 2019 election. We were just completely fucked over, basically. And obviously there was that, and there was a lot of other things I can't talk about right now. Also, I know people personally who've been attacked on these spurious grounds on anti-Semitism, and the documentary itself goes on a lot more about that. If we do more follow-ups on this, we'll cover more about that side of it based on the information gathered. Now, Wallasey and the playbook that went on there, it set the tone for what then spread around the country. Before I show you the next video, if you'd like to support my work, please go to patreon.com/cowdaily. There's also a link in the description or PayPal. If you can afford a one-off donation to my work, please consider doing that there. Much love to yous. So, Brighton. Sickening. Listen, I'm going to play it because I'm really trying hard not to go fucking mental here. And it would be deserved and rightly so. It's fucking disgusting what's went on here. And questions should be getting asked by not just the media, and, you know, we're not going to do it, but every one of us, man. This was so important to so many people, and we can see that now with this cost of living scandal or cost of greed crisis or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, this is what went down in Brighton.
Brighton is a progressive city in the UK. It's kind of known for being progressive. It's known for being kind of liberal, left-leaning. And obviously the movement behind Jeremy Corbyn was very strong in Brighton and actually in other places on the south coast.
The local branch becomes the largest in the country with over 6,000 members. The party organises its first general meeting since Corbyn became leader.
The atmosphere in the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn was one of optimism, was one of cheer, was one of solidarity. We organised a rally before the annual meeting of the City Party. Anyone was invited, and we had about 700-800 people there.
A week before the meeting, the leader of the Labour group in the Brighton City Council sends an email to his supporters.
I'm emailing to ask you a favour. Next Saturday, our city Labour Party faces a takeover by a group of individuals from Momentum and other fringe left-wing groups. This party has faced down militant before. I'm asking you to help do that again.
I was a member of Momentum at that time, and we decided we would run a left slate. We went into that meeting open, honest, transparent, to make speeches. And when we were elected, we were very pleased.
We all had 65% of the vote. 2 in 3 people attending it, a record turnout, a record majority, had won. Fantastic.
But actually, in retrospect, we went into that meeting like lambs to the slaughter. We had no idea of the level of corruption and conspiracy and lies and abuse that would follow as a consequence of a democratic election.
Oh, fucking hell. So, this obviously spread to Brighton and it was going on around the country as well at the time. There was this conflation between Momentum, who, for the most part, are just some relatively benign sort of democratic, socialist, borderline liberal in some respects, with Militant in the 1980s. And this whole Militant sort of, how Militant was defeated and kicked out of the party, led by Neil Kinnock at the time. It's mentioned earlier, other parts of the full documentary, that it's almost like that's the foundation for the Labour right. That's like defeating the trots. And you can see that language in the Ford report, the Labour leaks report, all of these different places. And I would strongly suggest you read those if you haven't already. If not, like, obviously watch this serialization of this documentary. Link again in the description. Please do read it. I'm just doing it ahead of time as a bit of a promo thing for it, really, just so people can, more as many people as possible, that we make a small contribution to, at least can see this. I'm so raging, man. I promised I wouldn't do just some full-on sweary rant about this. Maybe I will. I fucking will one day. Of course I will. We've got a couple of comments in here. Shelley Kelly's in the house. Hello, Shelley. Andy Taylor, King of the Post, he's there. Make the media complicit, there'll be no noise whatsoever. If anything, they try and twist it against Corbyn. Well, it would seem so, Andy, and it would seem that that's the way things have been going and are. I mean, there's so much evidence of it. I think it was the London School of Economics did a study on how he was treated by the media, and it's absolutely like just cut and dried. So I'll see if I can find that link, because I haven't read it for a few years, so we'll have a look. But I mean, it's cut and dried. I mean, we've all seen it. I mean, at the end of the day, though, right? What this comes down to is like sabotage of the democratic process, not only within a supposed democratic organization like the Labour Party, but also democracy in general in this country. Now, if that doesn't give you pause for thought, I'll ask you this, you right there watching this or listening to this, wherever you are, after seeing these clips, would you vote Labour at the next election? If you say no, I invite you to watch the video, read Labour leaks, read the Ford report. It's not, somebody says in the documentary, what would the Labour Party do, Starmer's party, Starmer, do, if they were in charge of, say, MI5, MI6, like, think about that. Duplicitous people, clearly untrustworthy people, who have done everything they possibly can, everything, to stop. I mean, forget about Corbyn. Forget about it. It's been personalised onto him. It's not about him. He just led a movement that included many of us watching this, right? A movement. He said himself, it's not about one person, but he was targeted, as he was, as were all of these people within this documentary. Shockingly, like, unbelievably. And oh, I'm so fucking, honestly, it's so hard not to go mad here. And it affected my life too. And that's why I'm about, like, on the edge of going mad. I remember how bad it was back then. Like, we were literally out here just fighting for a better world. I mean, look at now, right? People are terrified to put their cookers on, to put their heating on. We haven't even got to winter yet. We haven't even got there, right? The terror's there. We've just come off the back of the pandemic, which would have been a completely different scenario if we'd had a Corbyn-led government, and you know this. Like, this cost of greed crisis, think about what policies would have been, or at least attempted to be put in, because let's have it right, like, the establishment would have, like, made it even worse if he somehow managed to get elected. I mean, after 2017, when it was 2,673 votes spread over six constituencies away from being able to form a government, if you think the establishment didn't sit up and take notice there, because I think they took it for granted because they're so far removed from our everyday lives. It's like when they talk about this momentum as militant thing, it was just a fucking like group like designed to push forward. I mean, the Labour rights got them, Labour first and all these other things. It's nothing abnormal apart from what the media and their complicity made these things out to be. Relatively benign organizations made out to be some kind of like hard left faction. What is hard left anyway? Like, for me, and I'll be completely candid, some people who are in the actual hard left piss me off as much as like the BNP. But at the same, like, simply because I've seen the duplicity that they can do too. So we'll be completely open and honest, won't we? We'll be completely open and honest as usual. The problem that we've fucking got here is, right, people use words like solidarity. I mean, you see in the documentary, people on the Labour right using words like comrades and all of this, which is like ridiculous. So what I've got here is the definition of solidarity. Unity or agreement, feeling or action, especially among individuals with a common interest, mutual support within a group. For example, factory workers voice solidarity with striking students. So, what does that mean? Well, I can tell you what it means for people who seek to bastardize the meaning of that word. What it means is they'll use it as a duplicitous term. So, for now, right, what's happening is the things that these people were doing within the Labour right, within their letters and their public statements and all of that, they pointed the finger, gaslighted all of us, and obviously within the media amplified that and made us out to be bad people. Like people who are like literally just trying to make things better, not just for us, but for everybody. And we're up against people who don't want that. What they want is power and control based in their own ego and their own self-aggrandizement. Jennifer Banks, hello, mate. How are you doing? Comment from Jennifer. No, I wouldn't vote Labour. I don't want to vote Labour because they're less bad than the Tories. I want to vote for them because I believe they will change things, make things better for working class people and the less well off. Labour in this current form are no way going to change anything for the less well off in this country. Jennifer, I could not agree with you more. You speak for me. That's how I feel. And I know you speak for millions of other people. So here's the thing. Are we going to allow these people to fucking continually put us on the back foot? It's fucking obvious that the Labour Party's done. It's done. Are you really going to like vote for something slightly less worse than the Tories when you've got no evidence to support that there would be, but plenty of evidence of the duplicity? On and on and on. It's fucking done. Don't come to us with this, oh, well, you know, PR, proportional representation, and like, oh, the fucking motherload of like, well, you're a Tory if you don't support them. Motherfucker, they're all fucking Tories who've got control of the top of it. It's not even a case of Tories and Labour. It's us versus the establishment. Fucking facts. These are the people who have done nothing for us in terms of this cost of greed crisis. Nothing. A few hundred quid here and there or whatever. It doesn't even touch the fucking sides, man. Right, I'm going to reel this in because I'm starting to lose the plot again. Not doing it this time. Not doing it. One last thing. just the definition of gaslighting, because people talk about it a lot and it's bandied around. And what it actually is, and this is from the Newport Institute, gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation in which the abuser attempts to sow self-doubt and confusion in their victim's mind. Typically, gaslighters are seeking to gain power and control over the other person by distorting reality and forcing them to question their own judgment and intuition. Well, as we can see, that's absolutely fucking happened here, hasn't it? It's happened on a grand scale. The establishment and their means to do so have gaslighted the fucking shit out of us, and also got us into a position, many of us, where if we were to speak out against this at the time when it was happening, we would just be targeted too. Me doing this now still with my fucking face here and all of that could get me targeted by these arseholes. Anybody of us. But how long are we going to take this? And are you going to let people like me be put out on a limb? Are we going to let people that are in these documentaries and who've experienced this? One lad, right, in Brighton, had like all kinds of shit sent to his family, and he says his father died soon afterwards, and he's pretty sure that the stress of like hearing that they would be happy for his dead wife to be skull fucked in the hope she was dead so they could do it, that's going to have an impact on an old person, or anybody for that matter. The lad who's lost his dad and was experiencing all this, literally because he was just trying, he's an anti-racist and was trying to stand up against that through joining the Labour Party at the time, which he now wishes he never did, and I don't blame him. And I don't personally, because I wasn't targeted anywhere near that kind of thing. It's fucking hard enough, though, when you've lost your mate and you're having to deal with all these fucking shady cunts. So anyway, I didn't want to do this today. I'm still knackered. But sometimes we just got to do stuff, haven't we? And it's like, I'm no different to any of yous. Speak up. Spread that documentary. If you want, spread this video. Ask people to go to our Spotify. I'm sure that people will speak up too. Spread that. Like, because at the end of the day, the media ain't spreading this and we've got to do something ourselves. So whether it's our videos, audio, anybody else's, not asked, raise the topic. This is serious, man. And this is seriously, I mean, look, imagine if somehow like an organization like For the People was to spring up. What do you think these fucking arseholes are going to try and do to it? We've got to stand up. We've got to fucking do something about it. What we're going to do, keep paying ever-expanding bills forever while these arseholes like buy villas in Tuscany. Fuck, and I cannot stress this enough, right off. Bye now. Thanks for being here. All the very best to every single one of you. Please subscribe, comment, rate, all that good stuff. It'll be a big help. And look, at the end of the day, we're going to keep going out on a fucking limb, and we need your support. Tune in next week, or maybe it's earlier, because if I watch that thing on Saturday, I might do another one of these on Sunday. I think it's 9 o'clock Saturday night on Al Jazeera English, and Monday or Tuesday after that. You'll be able to get it, though. Click the link in the description for the full episode of this. Fucking arseholes, man, aren't they? But, as we all know, ladies and gentlemen, the North and the South and wherever else shall fucking rise again. Please comment, rate, and subscribe. Loved every single one of you. See you later. And remember, this is not a fucking gun.